They came from all parts of the country. Hundreds of people brought together by the opposition party, Samaji Janabala Vegia, to protest against increases in the prices of essential goods.
We don't have food, no place to stay, no job. Is it only their family, the Rajapaksas, that should be nourished? That's why we are here.
There is no gas, no milk powder. My children are crying. My gas finished a day before yesterday, and I cursed the government so much.
An estimated $90 billion of debt, an economic slowdown, and the pandemic have hit Sri Lanka hard. A currency crisis has left it with foreign reserves of just over $2 billion, enough to pay for imports for 6 weeks. That's left the country short of basic goods and having to restrict imports. President Gotabaya Rajapaksa declared a state of emergency, which had little effect. And the government has now removed price controls on many food items and other essential goods. But critics accuse it of failing to deal effectively with the crisis.
For the hundreds of people who have rallied to the capital, Colombo, today, there's one rallying call: the crippling cost of living and the government's inability to control it. They say the government has ignored the real plight of the people.
The opposition says it's airing the grievances of the people, many who cannot fend for themselves.
We are facing economic Armageddon. It's an apocalyptic situation. The people are suffering due to a variety of issues, primarily because of maladministration, authoritarianism, autocracy, dictatorship.
While politicians seek to assure the public, many say that's not enough. And with so much hardship, they desperately need some relief. Minerva Fernandez, Al Jazeera, Colombo.